Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
It's wonderful, for this chance again to fellowship with you.
弟兄姐妹们能够在一起有些交通，实在是非常的美好。
As our brother led us to sing a song 205, Since Jesus Came Into Our Hearts.
我们弟兄刚才领我们唱那首诗歌，自耶稣来住我心。
It almost feel like we are in a gospel meeting.
我们感觉好像是我们在福音聚会当中。
But once again, we need to be reminded of the grace we have received from the Lord all the time.
但是实际上我们每个时刻都需要被重新提醒我们在主里边所得的恩典。
Yeah, probably brothers and sisters already know that the topic I'm going to fellowship with you is concerning joy.
弟兄姐妹们可能都知道了，我今天早晨要交通的题目是关乎于喜乐。
Yeah, let's read a few verses. Probably it will make it even clearer.
我们再读几处经文能够使这个主题更加的清楚。
If you could please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
请弟兄姐妹们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
We're going to read from verse 16 all the way to 18.
我们要从第16节读到第18节。
I'm going to read first in English and then my brother in Chinese.
我们先读英文然后读中文。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Then let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
我们要在下边读腓立比书第四章四节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Then Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23.
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 4.
下面读哥林多后书七章四节。
2 Corinthians 7:4.
哥林多后书七章四节。
Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort.I am overflowing with a joy in all our affliction.
我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰。我们在一切的患难中分外的喜乐。
Okay, in the interest of time, probably our passages will just read this much, and we're going to reference some other verses as we go along.
因着时间的关系，我们就先读这些圣经，其他有些经文我们一会儿会交通到。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that rejoice always is God's will for you and for me in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道从帖撒罗尼迦前书，保罗告诉我们说要常常的喜乐，这是神在基督耶稣里向着你我所定的定义。
Yeah, actually, the word rejoice, it just means be glad, be cheerful, and be happy.
这个喜乐这个词本身就是一个要欢乐、要快乐的意思。
As a matter of fact, throughout the entire Bible, if we look for the word joy, joyful, or rejoice, we can find that it appears more than 400 times.
我们看见整本圣经里边，如果我们看见有喜乐或者是被喜乐所充满这个词一共有400多次。
We know that our world is filled with suffering and sorrow.
我们知道我们所生存这个世界充满了许多的苦难。
Because our world has been corrupted by sin, and now the God of this world is Satan, the enemy.
因为我们知道这个世界已经被罪所败坏，并且这个世界的王是撒旦。
But even in such a difficult environment, God's thought is always joy.
但是即便在这样非常困难的光景当中，神向着我们的旨意乃是喜乐。
Because our God is a joyful God.
因为我们的神是喜乐的神。
And his nature is joy, and he desires to share his joy with all his children.
他生命的本质是喜乐，他也愿意把他的喜乐分给他所有的儿女。
So, brothers and sisters, it is important for us as Christians to rejoice always.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，对我们来说，喜乐的生活，常常的喜乐是非常重要的。
Because it is our Christian's testimony.
因为这是我们基督徒的见证。
In the world, there is no lasting happiness.
因为在这个世界当中，没有一个能够持续的喜乐。
But there, if we can live up a life that is joy, regardless of our circumstances, it is our testimony.
如果我们能够活出一个喜乐的生活，不管我们在怎样的困境当中，那就是见证。
We are testifying to the world what kind of life we have received from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就向着这个世界见证，我们从主耶稣基督所得的生命是一个怎样的生命。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy.
哥林多加拉太五章二十二节告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐。
There is one characteristic in the life that we have received is joy.
在我们所得这个生命当中有一个特质就是喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, this life is hidden in us, but when we live out that joy,That become as testimony to the people around us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个生命的特质是隐藏在我们里边，但是如果我们活出来了，就成为见证。
And it is the will of our God in Christ Jesus for us to live a joyful life.
因为神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意，是要我们能够活出一个常常喜乐的生活。
And also, it is a characteristic of a kingdom of God.
并且这也是神国的一个特征。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17, it says, For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but the righteousness and the peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书14章17节告诉我们说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并在圣灵中的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is in our midst. The church is the reality of the kingdom of God on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神的国就在我们中间。教会就是神在地上的国。
So whenever we assemble before the Lord,
所以当我们一同无论什么时候聚集在他的面前的时候
，there should be righteousness.
在我们中间就应该有公义
，there should be peace.
应该有和平
，but there should also be the joy in the Holy Spirit.
并且应该有圣灵中的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, if our eyes are open to see the Lord and the work He has done for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们的眼睛打开，看见神在我们身上所成就的工作
，and we should have this freedom to joyfully come before Him and give Him praise and worship，
我们就应该有一个自由，能够非常喜乐的来到他的面前，把荣耀敬拜来归给他。
Just like a song says in Psalm 95，
就像诗篇第95篇所说的
，It says, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord."
说来呀，我们要向耶和华歌唱。
Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
Let us come before His presence with a thanksgiving.
我们要来感谢他。
Let us shout joyfully to Him with songs.
我们要用诗歌向他欢呼。
Brothers and sisters, in our assembly should be filled with the joy and this joyful noise to our Lord in our singing, in our prayers.
在我们的聚集当中。在我们的诗歌，在我们的敬拜当中，应该充满了喜乐，应该充满了向神的欢呼。
Because He is worthy，
因为他在我们中间工作。
And also rejoicing is the will of God，
因为常常喜乐是神的旨意。
So now most of the brothers and sisters don't have your masks on。
我们大多数弟兄姐妹们今天都没有戴口罩。
And we can see everybody's expression。
我们可以看见大家脸上的表情。
Okay, so it is a will of God for you and for me to be rejoicing.
因为神的旨意对着你，对着我，是我们应该里边充满喜乐。
So it doesn't mean that we have to turn our long face to the smiley face right away.
不是说我们把我们那个拉长的脸马上就变成一个充满喜乐的脸。
But indeed, in the Lord, we have every reason to be rejoicing.
但是实际上在主耶稣基督里，我们有所有的理由在他里边能够充满喜乐。
Because this joy is of the Lord. He is the joy giver.
因为这个喜乐是从主耶稣基督来的，他是喜乐的赐予者。
And the psalmist says in Psalm 43 verse 4,
诗篇第43篇第4节说，
He says he will go to the altar of God, to his God, the very source of his exceeding joy.
我要走到神的祭坛，在我最喜乐的神那里。
Our Lord is the source, the very source of our joy. He is our joy giver.
他是我们喜乐的源泉，他也是那个喜乐的赐给者。
And also our Lord is the joy we have is also in Him.
我们所得的喜乐乃是在他里边的。
So brothers and sisters, if we come to in touch with our Lord,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们能够和神有接触，
then there will be joy.
里边就会有喜乐。
And I really like the hymns we have in our hymn book, hymn 566.
我非常喜欢我们诗歌本里边的一首诗歌566首。
And it is a hymn by Sister Finney Crosby.
是我们芬妮考斯贝姊妹所写的一首诗歌。
And there's in stanza 3, it says, Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spent.
那里边在第三节里边说在你座前小逗留，喜乐充满喜乐。
Yeah, 喜乐以
喜乐以
难言。Yes, yes, yeah. So the Chinese says is a joy untold, unspeakable joy.
这里边说的是喜乐以难言。
But it says the joy is of our Lord, and the joy is from our is in our Lord. When we come before the Lord, there we shall be touched by the Lord, and we shall be filled with the joy.
我们知道这个喜乐是在主耶稣基督里，所以当我们和主耶稣基督有联合的时候，我们就能够摸到那个喜乐。
So Paul exhorts us to be rejoicing in the Lord always.
所以保罗在这里边告诉我们说要常常的喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, it is such indeed a great salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，这实在是一个伟大的救恩。
And when the Lord came into our life,
当主耶稣基督来到我们生命里边的时候
,and he has brought a very source of joy into our life.
他就把那个喜乐的源泉带进了我们的生命。
Our Lord is the source, the giver of a joy, and also the sustainer of a joy.
我们的主耶稣基督，他是那个喜乐的赐予者，他也是那个喜乐的维持者。
Yes, it is a wonderful hymn we just sang, hymn 205, since Jesus came into our heart.
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌205首，自耶稣来到我心，是一个非常美丽的一首诗歌。
But then, sister, we don't just sing that to our gospel friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这首诗歌不仅仅是唱给福音朋友的。
A lot of times we do sing that to the gospel friends. We do desire the everlasting joy will come into their lives.
很多的时候，的确，我们是把这首诗歌唱给朋友们，并且盼望这个永远的喜乐能够成为他们的。
But brothers and sisters, have we ever sung that song to ourselves?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是也对着自己唱这首诗歌
？Since Jesus came into my heart,
自耶稣来住我心。
There's a flood of a joy.
有一个喜乐潮来充满我心。
Probably we should sing to that song to ourselves quite often to remind us the Lord is our joy and who is in us.
我们实际上应该常常的对着我们自己来唱这首诗歌，来提醒我们，我们主耶稣基督的喜乐充满我们。
And there are some characteristics of this joy.
在这个喜乐里边。
Characteristics.
是喜乐有一个非常重要的特征。
A few characteristics.
有几个非常重要的特征。
Yeah. The one is of life. We already mentioned that it is the work of the Spirit in the life of Christ in us.
第一呢，就是它是生命，是耶稣基督把自己的生命赐给我们。
It is not circumstantial.
不是环境。
And worldly happiness is a temporal, is a transient. You will come and go.
这个世界所给人的快乐是一个暂时的，是它不是一个恒定的，很快就会失去的。
And it is very nice to have a nice weather like this.
我们非常非常好，我们今天有个非常好的天气。
But we need to be reminded Seattle's weather, winter is kind of a long and gloomy.
但是我们非常需要提醒的，西雅图的冬天是非常长，非常黑暗的。
So our mood, our joy cannot just go with the weather.
所以我们里边的这个情绪，我们的里边的喜乐，不是根据外边的天气所变化。
The joy is of life is not circumstantial.
我们喜乐的生命，它不是环境所决定的。
So brothers and sisters, may the Lord grant us wisdom and open our eyes. Don't pursue the things in the world.
所以愿神给我们智慧，开我们的眼睛，不是追求世界上的快乐。
Because the happy worldly happiness may stay just for a moment.And you will be gone the next minute.
因为这个世界的这个快乐可能是一时，但是随时就会失去的。
And this joy is in our life, is out of this life.
但是在我们里边的喜乐是出自于生命。
It is not manufactured, it's not artificial.
它不是人制造出来的，不是人工的。
Because of my health, my wife has become very health conscious.
因为我自己这个身体健康的情况，所以我的姊妹呢，她就非常注重健康。
Health conscious, yeah.
非常
pay a lot of attention to what is good for our health.
Yeah, 就常常关乎于我们这个关乎我们健康的问题。
Yeah, so one day she told me that, they said it is good for your health if you can laugh out loud 3 times a day.
有一天我的姊妹告诉我们说，有人说呢，如果我们每天能够大笑3次，对我们的健康是有好处的。
I said, oh, okay, That's kind of in line with a biblical truth. A joyful heart is a good medicine.
因为这和圣经的真理是相合的，因为圣经告诉我们说喜乐的心乃是良药。
Okay, so I will give a try.
所以我要试一下。
And so, I purposely remind myself to laugh.
所以我就有目的的提醒我自己要大笑。
Yeah, and one day my wife told me,Oh, you have not laughed 3 times.
有一天我的姊妹告诉我，今天你还没有笑3次。
Later I thought about it, it's kind of artificial, it's kind of manufactured.
后来我想呢，这个有一点是人工制造出来的。
Yeah, it might be a good breathing exercise, but definitely it's not out of my heart.
可能是一个对我们这个呼吸是一个好的操练，但是不是出于心里的。
And the joy is...Natural outflow from the life we already have.
这个喜乐乃是我们从主耶稣基督已经接受的生命自然的一个流露。
Yes, that life is our Lord's.
这个生命是主的。
And also this joy is a mark of overcoming.
这个喜乐也是一个得胜的记号。
And we know that when Paul mentioned about the challenging and affliction in 2 Corinthians,
我们知道当保罗在哥林多后书里边提到他所遇见的各种各样的挑战和痛苦苦难的时候。
Especially in chapter 7, verse 4, it says, In all their tribulation, he was exceedingly joyful.
特别是当他在这个第五章七第七节所提到的在各样的患难当中他常常喜乐。
Yes, here is exceedingly, is the meaning of this word is,Abound beyond measure. It is not joy, a little bit joy in tribulation, but it is exceeding joy, abundant joy beyond measure. The joy was overflowing.
这个喜乐乃是一个满意的喜乐，不是一点点的喜乐。圣经这边说，中文讲到说分外的喜乐，是一个超出，是一个超越的喜乐。
Of course, it doesn't mean that in our Christian walk we are always happy all the day, all the time.
并不是说在我们基督徒的生活当中我们每一天的生活都是非常快乐的。
But because Paul also feels sorrowful at times, but he could always find joy in the Lord.
因为保罗也在时常他有心里边有忧伤，但是他在耶稣基督里能够找到喜乐。
And he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10, as a sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
就像他在哥林多后书第六章里边所说的，虽然似乎是忧愁的，但是是常常喜乐的。
And Paul was under very difficult circumstances.
保罗在那个时候是处在一个非常艰难的环境当中。
And not only in the 2 Corinthians, but also in the book of Philippians, and he was able to rejoice in the Lord.
并不仅仅在哥林多后书里边提到，也在腓立比书提到他可以常常的喜乐。
Not only that, he could encourage the brethren in Philippi to rejoice always in the Lord.
所以这样的话，他才可以鼓励在腓立比的弟兄们要在主里边要常常的喜乐。
If we look at the background of the book of Philippians, we can see there is a stark contrast between Paul and the brethren in Philippi.
如果我们看一看腓立比书的背景，我们就可以发现那个时候保罗和腓立比弟兄们的光景是一个非常巨大的反差。
Paul was in prison in Rome, and he was bound in chains.
当时是在罗马的监狱当中被锁链所捆绑。
And but looking at his our circumstances, we may say, "Oh wow, feel so sorry for him."
当我们看保罗外边所处的光景的时候，我们会说，哦，我们实在是为着他感到忧伤。
And probably we also feel like Paul has every reason to complain or pity on himself.
我们也可能会相信保罗他有所有的理由为了能够自怜也可以抱怨。
Especially his imprisonment was not due to his wrongdoings, but rather it was for the sake of preaching Christ.
特别是他之所以受监禁不是因为他做了错事那是因为他做主的工。
But as difficult as it was in his circumstances, but he was free in spirit. He was free in the Lord.
不论他所处的光景当中是怎样的困难但是他在灵里边是自由的他在主里边是自由的。
And he was bound in chain, but his spirit was filled with the joy of the Lord.
他被锁链所捆绑但是他灵里边是充满了主耶稣基督的喜乐。
On the contrast, although the Philippians were free physically,
相反那些腓立比的弟兄姐妹们他们是自由的。
They were imprisoned by their internal strife.
但是呢他们却是为着自己的内斗而被监禁了。
And they lost their joy.
他们失去了喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we are just like that.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们我们也是这样。
And our true bondage is not about our circumstances.
我们真正的那个捆绑不是环境。
Our true bondage actually is in your heart, is in my heart.
真正的捆绑是在你在我的心里。
We thank the Lord in Paul's life, we could see the liberty and joy in the Lord.
我们感谢主在保罗的身上我们可以看见那个自由在主里面的自由和喜乐。
The joy in Paul and was like a streams of living water flowing from the prison in Rome all the way to Philippi.
这在保罗里边的喜乐好像一个活水的泉源从罗马的监狱当中流到了腓立比的教会。
To comfort, to encourage, to exhort, to restore the joy of the brethren in Philippi.
去安慰去鼓励是让他在腓立比的弟兄姐妹们在主里边得着喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, rejoicing in the Lord is not just a doctrine, but rather it is our life experience.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们在主里边常常喜乐不仅仅是一个教义乃是我们生命的实际。
And oftentimes we may be wondering how that could be.
很多的时候我们会想怎么会这样呢
Because it doesn't go with our experience.
因为这和我们的经验是不符合的。
And we feel like we are, the experience of a joy of the Lord has been pretty limited.
因为我们在主里边的这样的一个经历是非常有限的。
But we thank the Lord, it is so real and true in Paul.
但是我们感谢主在保罗的生活当中他的生命当中这是非常真实的。
And I would like to use one device for illustration.
我要用一个器械来做一个比喻。
I have this cell phone.
我这手里边有一个手机。
This is a smartphone.
他说这是一个智能手机。
But a lot of times a smartphone in my hands doesn't seem that smart.
但是这个智能手机在我的手里边很多的时候好像并不是那么智慧智能。
Yeah, that's not smart. It's not smart at all. A lot of times.
很多的时候不是很聪明的。
Yeah, because I only use some very basic functions.
因为我只能用到它非常一些基本的功用。
But if I give this phone to any of the young people, and it will turn into something different.
但是如果把这个手机跟我们中间的年轻的弟兄姐妹们，那就很不一样了。
And they probably know the full feature of this, what this phone can do.
他们就知道这个手机它所有的这些功能。
Even I feel this phone is not that smart. My limited knowledge and experience does not change the fact that it is a smartphone.
虽然我知道这个手机的，我知道它的功能有限，但是这个并不能改变这个手机它是一个智能手机。
Because I have not explored its full capacity.
只是我还没有完全能够了解它的功用。
Brothers and sisters, concerning the joy in Christ, the life of a joy, the joy of a Christ in us, and we probably have a very limited experiences.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，关乎于我们在主里边的喜乐， 我们自己的经历可能是非常有限的。
But we thank the Lord in Paul's life, the overcoming exceeding joy was fully experienced and expressed.
但是我们非常感谢主，在保罗的生命当中，这个喜乐是一个完全的彰显。
And we thank the Lord because for Paul and for you and for me, we all share the same life.
但是我们感谢主，因为保罗、你、我，我们得到的是一个同样的生命。
This overflowing joy could also be yours and also could be my portion.
这个满意的喜乐也可以成为你的，成为我的这个福分。
Nonly joy is a mark of overcoming.
不仅仅这个喜乐是一个得胜的记号。
And the joy is also a faith.
这个喜乐也是信心。
It is a closer related to our faith in the Lord.
是非和我们在主里边的信心非常密切相关的。
And Paul says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 25, I know I shall abide and continue with you all for your fervence and the joy of faith.
因为保罗在腓立比书第一章里边说我实在是愿意能够常常和你们同在，使你们的喜乐得着满足。
And that's when Paul was in a dilemma whether to depart from this world to be with the Lord or to continue to remain to be with the brothers and sisters.
因为这个时候保罗他心里边正在一个两难当中，他情愿与基督同在是好的无比，但是神要留他在地上激励弟兄姐妹。
And he said that it is for the furtherance and the joy of faith.
因为是为着他们在真道上的长进和喜乐。
Yeah, and in Chinese it's more like the faith, and but yeah, it could also be faith.
是一个那一个专一的信心所带来的喜乐。
Yeah, if there is a faith in the Lord, then there is joy.
所以我们里边有信心，就可以带出喜乐。
And because the faith is our spiritual eyesight into the spiritual realm to see who the Lord is and what He has done for us.
因为我们的信心乃是我们属灵的眼睛，可以看见主耶稣基督是谁，并且他为我们做了什么。
In all circumstances, it's a faith that will carry us on and to give us hope.
在任何的环境当中，是信心可以带给我们继续前进，可以经过困难的力量。
And Paul says Abraham's faith made Abraham believe in hope, even though it is against hope.
保罗说，是亚伯拉罕的信心使他能够有指望，虽然在无指望的环境当中。
And sometimes our physical eyesight will become a hindrance to our faith, and therefore, and to become a blocker to our joy.
很多的时候，我们这个个人是成为这个属灵眼见的一个障碍，是我们能看不见那个喜乐。
Yeah, because we it's kind of a hindrance from seeing the Lord. Therefore, we will lose the joy.
因为是这个我们这个肉体成为我们信心的阻拦，使我们看不见主，就不能够经历喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at our circumstances, when we look at the things around us, even sometimes when we look at ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们看见我们的环境，我们周围，甚至看我们自己的时候，
we could easily lose heart and we could become anxious.
我们很多的时候就会灰心，我们就会有焦虑。
And if our eyes are blocked, or your physical, spiritual eyes is blocked, then our joys will be lost.
当我们属灵的眼光被阻拦的时候，我们就会失去那个喜乐。
Therefore, the author of Hebrews reminds us.
因此，希伯来书的作者他提醒我们。
And we need to turn to the Lord, because He is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
我们需要转眼仰望耶稣，因为他为我们的信心创始成终。
And it says to fix our eyes on Jesus.
他说要我们要转眼仰望耶稣。
And fix our eyes on Jesus could also be translated as looking off unto Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣也可以翻译成我们要望断以至于耶稣。
And no matter what the circumstances will be,
不管我们所处的环境是怎样，
brothers and sisters, we need to turn our eyes on our Lord.
我们都要转眼
off unto him.
我们要转眼仰望他，望断以及耶稣。
And I really like what David says in Psalm 31, his prayer to the Lord.
我非常喜欢大卫在诗篇31首 里边向主的祷告。
And at that time, David was in distress.
在那个时候，大卫实际上在一个非常艰难的光景当中。
And he felt like his life was spent with sorrow.
他的生活里边充满了各样的苦难。
And he was forgotten and slandered by many.
他受人的辱骂，他被人遗忘。
But as we come to verse 14, he says, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord."
当我们来到第十四节的时候，这里面说：“耶和华呀，我仍旧，但是我要仍旧依靠你。”
He said, "But as for me."
这里边有一个说：“但是。”
We know that in our conversation, if there is a but, that means it's a change of direction.
因为我们知道在我们的交谈当中，如果我们提到但是的时候，就是有一个方向的转变。
And say for those who are working, you have this performance review with your boss.
我们举个例子，我们工作的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们来到这个年终总评的时候。
And to start a conversation, your boss probably give you all the praises.
在开始的时候，我们的这个经理给我们很多的赞扬。
And then there comes this but.
但是之后呢，就说但是。
And we know that it is not a good turn.
我们知道这个转变就不是很好的。
But we thank the Lord, David here.
但是我们感谢主，我们看见大卫在这里。
Even all the circumstances were against him.
在所有这些环境好像似乎都是反对他的。
But he said, "But as for me, I trust in the Lord."
他说，但是我仍旧要依靠你。
What a good but.
这是一个何等美好的但是。
What a good turn.
这是一个何等美好的转变。
It is a looking off unto Jesus.
这是乃是望断以及于耶稣。
But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
但是我仍旧要依靠你。
And our joy is also of hope.
我们的喜乐也是我们的希望。
We can rejoice because our hope in Christ.
我们之所以可以喜乐，是因为我们在耶稣基督里的希望盼望。
And Paul says in Romans 12:12,
保罗在罗马书第十二章十二节里边所说
：“Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing constant in prayer。”
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
And Paul also says in Colossians, chapter 1 verse 27, "Christ in you, the hope of glory."
在哥林多前书一章二十七节里边，保罗也说到：“基督在你里边成为了有荣耀的盼望。”
We give thanks to the Lord for such a great salvation.
我们为着神所赐给我们这样奇妙的救恩感谢他。
By simply believing in him, we already have his life in us.
我们就借着一个简单的信心就得到了这样的一个生命。
And Christ is our glory, who is already in us.
基督就是我们的荣耀，他已经在我们里边。
Sometimes if we live out that life, and probably we have a glimpse of that glory will be.
当我们能够活出来这样的生命的时候，我们就好像瞥见了一点这样一个荣耀的光景。
But one day that glory will be fully manifested.
但是有一天这个光景要完全的彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, that is our glorious end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就是我们那个荣耀的结尾。
It is indeed, brothers and sisters, every time as we remember our Lord through the bread and the cup.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，的确是当我们每次来到饼杯面前纪念主耶稣基督的时候。
May the Holy Spirit will direct our eyes to see the future glory we have in Him.
愿圣灵来把我们的眼转向那个未来那个荣耀的盼望。
No matter what path we are taking, no matter what circumstances we may be under today, but we all have this glorious end in the future.
不论我们今天所走的路是怎样，我们所处在怎样的光景当中，但是未来我们都有一个同样的荣耀的盼望。
For that we could be rejoicing.
为着这个，我们应该喜乐。
And lastly, I'd like to share with the brothers and sisters a few practical ways and to put into practice to rejoice in the Lord.
最后，我要和弟兄姐妹们分享几点实行的，我们怎样来在主里边能够常常喜乐。
And first is we could have a joy by keeping His word, doing His will.
首先，我们要遵守他的命令，要遵守他的命令，我们就可以常常喜乐。
Keeping his commandments and doing his will，
并且呢，能够要服从他的命令，遵守他的旨意，我们就可以喜乐。
And、the Lord says in John 15，
在 约翰福音第十五章里边所说的。
And if we keep his commandments, we abide in his love, and his joy will be in us, and our joy may be full.
他告诉我们说，我们若遵守他的命令，我们就常在他的里边，他就叫我们的喜乐在我们的心里边，并且这个喜乐可以得以满足。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, to keep the commandments of our Lord to do his will could actually be a joy to all of us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们能够遵守主的命令，行他的旨意，实际是我们里边的喜乐。
And oftentimes we feel probably more so for the young brothers and sisters that the will of the Lord is kind of against us.
很多的时候，特别可能对我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹们，感觉好像神的旨意和我们自己的想法总是相对的。
And if we are to take or to keep the way of the Lord, that means we're going to take the way of the cross, and that means our life is going to become miserable.
很多的时候我们感觉到，我们若是遵守主的命令，要实行他的旨意，就我们总是要背十字架，我们的生活里边好像很悲惨。
Brothers and sisters, probably we need to know the love of the Lord more.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该更多的知道主的爱。
Because our God is love.
因为我们的神乃是爱的神。
And he has the very best his son stored for you and me.
因为他在他的旨意当中为我们所存留的乃是最好的。
And his will is a good, perfect, and acceptable.
他的旨意乃是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
As we keep his commandments, not only could we abide in his love, but we could be filled with the joy.
我们当我们遵行他的旨意当中，我们不仅仅能够活在他的爱里，乃是我们的喜乐要充满。
As the psalmist prophesied concerning our Lord in Psalm 40,
在诗篇第四十章，诗人这样讲道。
Is prophesying about our Lord.
他提到了主耶稣基关乎主耶稣基督的预言。
Yeah, and verses 7 and 8, it says, "Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book."It is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
他说那时候看哪、啊、我来了，我的事已经记载在经卷上。我的神哪、啊、我愿意照着你的旨意行，你的律法在我的心里。
So brothers and sisters, as we are willing to keep the will of the Lord, to do his, to keep his commandments, and the delight of the Lord will become yours and will become mine.
当我们愿意遵循主的命令，活在他的爱里，他的喜乐就会成为我们的里边的实际。
And also we can have a joy through prayer.
我们也可以借着祷告能够得到主的喜乐。
The Lord says in John 16 that our joy may be made full and when our prayer is answered.
主在约翰福音第十六章里边告诉我们说，当我们在祷告中得到答案的时候，我们的喜乐得到满足。
So in order to have our prayer answered, we need to pray first.
为着我们的祷告能够得到回答，我们首先必须要祷告。
So brothers and sisters, if we are to experience the fullness of the Lord's joy, we need to pray.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要能够经历主耶稣基督那个丰满的喜乐，我们必须祷告。
And the prayer shows our dependence on the Lord. And when we pray in his name.
当我们借着他的名祷告的时候，乃是显明我们向着他是依靠的。
And yes, and the Lord says that when we ask the Father in prayer, we ask the Father in His name.
因为当主耶稣基督告诉我们，当我们向着主神求，乃是奉着主耶稣基督的名来求。
The Lord has given us His name, and He Himself is behind the name.
主耶稣基督把他的名赐给我们，并且他要要坚立他的名。
And when we pray in the name, is to pray according to his will, and the Lord himself will back up our requests.
当我们奉着主耶稣基督的名，按照他旨意祷告的时候，他要来成全这个祷告。
So brothers and sisters, what a right and a privilege the Lord has given to us in prayer.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神在祷告当中所赐给我们的乃是一个何等大的特权。
And not only could we through prayerWork with him in accomplishing his will, but we could also enjoy the fullness of his joy.
我们不仅仅可以借着祷告来完成主的心意，也可以在祷告当中能够经历他向着我们那个丰满的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们需要祷告。
May the Lord give us a burden that we may come to Him in prayer.
愿主赐给我们负担，我们可以常常来到他的面前祷告。
At a personal level and also at a corporate level.
无论是我们个人的还是团体的。
And even Paul says in the First Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice always and pray without ceasing, and the rejoicing and the praying are put together.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们说，要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告。所以我们看见这个喜乐和祷告是在一起的。
May the Lord continue to guide us in prayer to ask the will of the Father to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿神常常感动我们，能够来到他的面前祷告，求他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
And we can have a joy by fellowshipping with one another.
我们也可以借着和弟兄姐妹们彼此的交通得着喜乐。
And we know that the fellowship is not just we spend time together.
我们知道这个交通不仅仅是我们花一些时间在一起。
Yeah, we don't just talk about sports and fun things, food and our travels.
我们不仅仅要谈到这个体育这些快乐的事情或者我们的旅行。
And actually, it is wonderful that through our daily life with these interactions, we can come to know our brothers and sisters more.
当然借着这个我们在每天生活当中和弟兄姐妹们接触，我们可以更多的彼此了解。
But the fellowship is more than that.
但是交通是比这个更深入的。
The original meaning of fellowship is to share in common.
这个交通它的原这个词的原意呢，是要我们能够分享彼此共有的。
Yes, and what is the common portion that we have as the children of God, brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，做着神的儿女，我们所共同从神所得着的那个福分是什么？
It's a life we have in Christ. It's a Christ himself.
是主耶稣基督的生命，是主的自己。
So in our fellowship, if we can share with one another the Christ whom we have known, the Christ whom we have experienced.
所以当借着交通的时候，我们就可以彼此分享我们所认识的基督，我们所经历的基督。
And that is a fellowship.
这就是交通。
And John says in 1 John verses, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
在约翰一书约翰的第三节第四节里面告诉我们。
And he says that if we have this true fellowship, our joy may be made complete.
这里面告诉我们说，如果我们有一个真实的交通，我们的喜乐就可以满足。
It is such a wonderful thing that not only could we individually come to know the Lord,But as we fellowship with one another, our joy will be made complete.
这是一个何等奇妙的事情，我们不仅仅个人可以来到主的面前，但借着交通，弟兄姐妹们，我们的喜乐可以得着满足。
And I would like to share a little bit of testimony.
我要分享一个见证。
Yeah, it was in about 2 years ago, in November 2022.
大概是在两年前，在2022年的11月。
Yeah, it was winter time.
那个时候是
actually fall.
是秋天的时候。
Yeah. I had a hospital visit.
那个时候我需要去医院。
And I have a series of appointments on that day, but the first stop I have to have my blood drawn.
那天我在医院里边有很多的这个预约，但第一件事情呢就是要抽血。
So the nurse who drew my blood was a young lady.
那天那个给我抽血的护士是一个年轻的女士。
And very friendly, so we started a conversation.
她非常的友好，所以我们就开始谈话。
And the Lord kind of prompted me and to share with her that I was a Christian.
所以里边是主在感动我，让我和她交通，我是一个基督徒。
And actually, It's a pleasant surprise. I found out that he was also a Christian.
但对我来说是一个非常好的惊喜。我知道他也是基督徒。
And therefore, our casual conversation turned into fellowship.
因此，我们这个之间这个彼此的一般的对话就变成了交通。
And actually, we didn't talk much because she was very experienced and did all the things that drawing blood and I was done.
实际上我们并没有谈很多，因为他非常有经验，很快就把抽血这件事做完了。
So after conversation, she said.
所以当我们交通完之后，他说。
And now I feel better.
我现在感觉到更好了。
Because you know, in Seattle, the fall and winter, the weather has always been pretty bad.
因为你知道在西雅图的秋天和冬天这个天气总是不是很好。
Yeah, and she came into work pretty early in the morning.
她早晨非常早的就来到工作的地方。
And she oftentimes feel like her mood would just go down with the weather and because it was so dark.
因为她常常感觉到她的情绪呢就像天气一样非常的低沉就是非常黑暗的早晨。
But somehow in our conversation or fellowship, we remind each other and to look at things from God's perspective.
但我们在彼此的交通当中提醒我们要从神的角度来看问题。
And so after the conversation, she said, now I feel actually the weather is not that bad at all.
所以当我们交通完之后她说现在我感觉好像这个天气也不是特别糟。
So we thank the Lord.
所以我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, in our conversation or in our fellowship, whenever we touch Christ,
像弟兄姐妹们在我们所有的这些交通交谈当中只要我们能够摸到基督
and our joy will be made complete as Apostle John says
就像使徒约翰所告诉我们的我们里边就可以充满喜乐的满足
and we can also have a joy by proclaiming Christ
我们也可以借着宣扬耶稣的名得着喜乐
Paul says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 18That he rejoices when Christ is proclaimed.
保罗在腓立比书第一章十八节告诉我们说，当耶稣基督的名被宣扬的时候，保罗里边就充满了喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, more or less, we all have the experience of sharing Christ with our gospel friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我想每个人我们都有和福音朋友传福音这样的一个经历。
Yes, gospel is a good news and bring Christ the eternal joy to our friends.
因为福音是一个大好的消息，他把救恩带到这些不信的人心里。
But for us who share the gospel could also share the joy as well.
但是作为我们这些分享福音的人，也是同时在分享喜乐。
We thank the Lord we could have a joy when we proclaim Christ.
我们感谢主，当我们宣扬主的名的时候，我们可以得着喜乐。
And starting next month, the church is going to resume the monthly Sunday gospel meeting.
从下个月开始我们就教会呢开始要恢复主日的福音聚会。
And even though we, probably during the pandemic, we shared Christ with our friends at a personal level or in some other gospel meetings.
在整个这个疫情当中我们借着个人来传福音也在不同的聚会当中传福音。
But a Sunday gospel meeting will be another great opportunity for us to share, to proclaim the joyful news and we also can have a joy in proclaiming Christ.
但是主日的福音聚会是我们一个非常好的机会我们可以去宣告那这一个大好大喜的信息也是在这个过程当中使我们充满喜乐。
May the Lord continue to burden our hearts for the gospel work.
愿主继续把这个福音的负担放在我们里边。
May we also be like Paul and to be rejoicing when Christ is proclaimed.
让我们也像保罗一样当耶稣基督的名被宣扬的时候里边充满了喜乐。
And lastly, we could have a joy by following the Holy Spirit.
最后呢一点是我们跟随圣灵也可以得着喜乐。
Well, he mentioned that the joy is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们刚刚提到了圣灵所结的果子之一就是喜乐。
And the work of the Spirit is the oil of a joy, as mentioned in Hebrews 1:9.
在希伯来书里边告诉我们说神的灵就是喜乐的油。
And we thank the Lord, thank our God, because he has given us Christ as the most precious treasure in the universe. All the abundance and the joy of God are in him.
我们非常感谢主因为他赐给我们的基督我们的主耶稣基督乃是宇宙中的至宝是所有的喜乐的源头。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who will realize that fullness.And that realize that joy in our daily walk.
圣灵乃是要把这个喜乐完全的充满在我们里边，在我们的生活当中来实行出来。
So we all need to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们都要去听圣灵那个微小的声音。
And he will teach us in all things.
他要在凡事上教导我们。
To keep the word of the Lord, to pray and to fellowship with one another.
要让我们遵守神的命令，让我们祷告，让我们在弟兄姐妹中间彼此交通。
And we, he will also teach us and to proclaim Christ.
他也要教导我们怎样来宣扬主耶稣基督的福音。
May our life be filled with the touches of the Holy Spirit.
愿我们的生命每一个地方都被圣灵所充满。
And may our life be anointed by the oil of joy.
让我们的生命被这个喜乐的油所膏。
May the Lord continue to teach us through the Holy Spirit how to abide in Him, to be rejoicing always.
愿圣灵实在是教导我们，让我们能够常常住在他里边，充满喜乐。
And we can, to the joy of the Lord will be our strength as we are waiting for His return.
当我们在等待主耶稣基督回来的时候，我们的喜乐乃是成为我们的力量。
We thank the Lord for His great salvation.
我们非常为着神的奇妙的救恩感谢他。
That's our word of prayer.
我们再一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
And we can come to you as a God of our exceeding joy.
我们感谢主，因为你赐给我们是超乎我们出人意料的喜乐。
And we thank you, we can come to you because you are our joy.
我们感谢主，我们可以来到你的面前，因为你就是喜乐。
We thank you for your full provision and thank you for your will for us. We may rejoice always.
我们感谢你，你所有的供应，感谢你的旨意，让我们在你里边要常常喜乐。
Lord, we will confess that and in our experiences, we are very, very limited.
主啊，我们向你承认，在我们的经历当中，我们是非常有限的。
And we are very superficial.
我们也是非常肤浅的。
And we could be easily swayed by what we see and by our circumstances.
我们非常容易受我们所眼见、受我们的环境所影响。
But we thank you and praise you because our Lord Jesus Christ has come to dwell in us.
但是我们感谢赞美你，因为主耶稣基督来要住在我们里边。
And the Holy Spirit now is indeed in us.
并且圣灵的确在我们的里边。
And the Holy Spirit is teaching us how to abide in you.
圣灵教导我们怎样住在你的里边。
And the Holy Spirit is lead us to experience the reality how to rejoice always.
是并且圣灵要带领我们进入那个真实的经历，怎样在你里边常常喜乐。
Lord, we just pray that and in our daily walk, in our life together, Lord, we can walk in the way and that will be filled, we can experience your abundance and your joy.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你在我们的每天的生活当中，在我们的各样的经历当中，你要教导我们怎样在你里边常常的喜乐。
In this dark and suffering world, and we can truly become your testimonies.
在这个黑暗充满了苦难的世界当中，我们能够成为你的见证。
And we can also bring glory to our Father.
我们也可以把荣耀带给我们的天父。
We thank you and praise you for being with us.
我们感谢赞美你，你与我们同在。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.